Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Isolation, loneliness is my topic, particularly among seniors. A very prestigious national organization run for nonprofits entitled the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine have done some research and some studies and taken a look at this issue of loneliness among the senior population of our country. Now, a couple of things came to particular attention of this organization and caught my attention as well, although I've been pretty much aware of these findings. 65 years of age and older. You know how many of them are isolated, have very few contacts? Well, 25%. Or saying it the other way around, 25% of the population that are 65 years of age and older have few social contacts and find themselves relatively isolated in the world today. In other words, they live alone. They spend day upon day alone and very little contact, maybe with the mailman, you know, maybe with a neighbor only, or maybe with a very limited exposure to a family member or whatever it might be. But 25% are basically lonely people. Now, that means that this population, this lonely population, this isolated population is at risk. The study went on to comment that not only are 25% of the population lonely, but that particular segment of the population is at risk for early death. No matter what disease or illness they may have, the likelihood of dying earlier or quicker or sooner is much greater if you live a lonely life as compared to living a life of involvement with people and full of activities and comments with people and lifestyle around people. It's the loneliness factor that is the devastating factor, the death-producing factor, as compared to the disease itself. Sure, a disease will eventually lead to death, perhaps, but the lonely person, that time comes much sooner. So the study went on then to encourage doctors, and I'm going to expand it from that, but encourage doctors to talk about this issue with their patients and encourage their patients to be involved socially, to find ways to be involved, and for doctors to give ideas and suggestions and some referrals to how a patient of theirs can fill up their life with people and with activities and minimize social activity and social isolation. Minimize social isolation. That's sometimes we refer to as a bad diet, to have time alone. That's bad. And have a diet of that is not good at all. It impacts the life, it impacts the health, it impacts the mind, it impacts the emotions, and it impacts the social relationships of people in a negative way. Now, doctors are not the only one that need to be identified. Pastors, church pastors, leaders of organizations, community leaders, mayors, councilmen, politicians of all kinds need to take action and see that our seniors are provided opportunity to connect with others. Now, I happen to live in a community where there's a senior center. I happen to live in a community that next door there's a community that has a senior center. And these are open during the day. And these are opportunities for seniors to come together, share a meal, share a game of chess, and share a game of puzzles or whatever they might do and engage in conversation. But in the process of that, minimize their isolation. So cities need to be very much aware of the findings of this particular study and do what they can to create opportunities for seniors particularly to come together and connect with others. It's kind of a responsibility. It's kind of a social responsibility of a city government. And a community within a large city can do that. Provide these opportunities to get together and encourage people to come together. Block parties are another way to make sure that neighbors come together in a party at least once a year and have what is known as a block party. People get to know each other and have a meal together and share each other and increase the contact with others, but also increase the level of safety within that particular community. So lots of things that can be done to help people come together. Churches particularly should set aside a day, a Wednesday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, or whatever, and have senior soup days. So the seniors can come together and have soup and share a conversation and share some time together. And at least over a couple hours of singing and meditation and game playing and eating and so on, they connect and they reduce their isolation. Churches can play a great role in this and meet a need that seniors have But you know, very few churches do it. Very few cities do it. So whatever the opportunity is, seek it out. If there is one for you, go to something that you can connect with people. And if you're involved in an organization of some kind, create a situation where you can open your doors to seniors sometime during the day. Not at night, they don't travel at night. So during the day is what's important. Now, in addition to that, Medicare and private insurance companies can do something. You know, they can allow coverage, you know, for a senior to go to the gym and pay the fee, to go to a local fitness center, pay the fee, to not only encourage fitness, but to encourage social contact and reduce socialization. So insurance companies can encourage that. Cities can do something else, and that is they can provide opportunities for seniors to get out and shop, go downtown and have a parking meter where you don't have to pay a fee. Have a sign that says, I'm a senior, like we have disability signs and we put on the car. And if you're a senior, you can park anywhere free. You don't need to pay a parking meter. You see, there's opportunities for cities to encourage people to come together, encourage people to get out of their homes, have senior discounts in restaurants and senior discounts in clothing stores and grocery stores and various kind of places where seniors could go. And in the process of that, they meet people and they have contact with others. Cities need to be creative and say, how can we get seniors out of the house? How can we encourage them to stay out of their house for a couple hours and meet with other people, go where other people are, and give them an incentive, you know, to do that? So there are things that can be done by churches, by cities, by council, community centers, all kinds of organizations, if they just realize that seniors are in trouble. They're in trouble because of isolation. Provide an opportunity. Now, unfortunately, a lot of the senior citizen centers around the country are often short-lived. They're open for a while and they close because they're dependent upon volunteers and they're dependent upon grants or they're dependent upon donations or things like that. And those don't usually last very long or they don't have that stability. But if your city has one, see to it that there is ways to have sustainable income so that those places can stay open and remain open and be available to citizens over the course of the year and beyond. Help out. Do your part. Speak up. Encourage your city. Encourage your church. Encourage your club. Encourage any organization you're part of to think of ways in which they can help seniors get out of the house, go somewhere, and connect with somebody else. Connect with others. Not necessarily just with other seniors. Maybe connect with even youth. You know, set up tutoring programs and opportunities for kids to visit an elder person and share their life and be a mentor and lots of things that can be done. So make sure that you do your part and provide some leadership if you can in that regard so that seniors don't have to be as isolated as they are at the current time. Anyway, nice to have you with me and thanks for joining me today on podcast Senior Isolation and Depression that comes from as a result of that. Bye for now.